Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back once again to Mid-Morning Empowerment. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Adventist World Radio. We are talking to Pastor Paz Mamunga under the theme that says balancing self-sacrifice and self-care, our daily focus feature, deep dive. We do have Pastor on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, my sister, and how are you and the listeners?
I am very well, thank you, my Pastor, and how are you?
We are doing great here.
Amen. Before we get into our conversation, please pray for us.
We thank you, Lord, in a special way for allowing us in your presence. As we go into this conversation, we pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us and will bless us, our presenter and the listeners. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. Without any waste of time, let's get into our conversation. So today, to our listeners at home, today we are looking at a ministry complex and ministry. So there's a fine line between serving from love and serving for validation. Let me repeat that statement again. There's a fine line between serving from love and serving for validation. Sometimes we confuse self-sacrifice with people-pleasing, thinking that saying yes all the time makes us holy. But what if saying no occasionally is actually a spiritual strength? Let's untangle the motive behind our ministry. My pastor, what motivates your act of service? Love, duty, guilty, or fear of disappointing others?
Thank you. At times it may be all the above. But what should guide us is in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us. What should compel us to service? And the service that God will accept, the only one you accept, is a service done out of love. At times we do service out of duty. You are a church elder. You are a presenter. And you have to be there. At times out of guilt. If I don't go there, the other function I didn't attend. So you have got some guilt feelings behind your mind. And you say, let me go. Or like you have the right, you said, the fear of disappointing others. You want to be everywhere.
Sure.
And out of that, you show up. You have got this function, and you are invited to another function, and they are almost crashing. And you said, I'll be there. So if as a pastor, I don't go there, what will people think about me? And the more I appear before people, the more I make them happy, the more I consider to be a great man. But we must emphasize the service that God will accept, the service that done out of love, love for him.
So some fundisi, can overextending yourself in ministry be a sign of misplaced identity?
True, it can be so. In 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 19 to 32, we find two people there. The third one, Joab. The army is fighting. Someone supposed to be sent to deliver the news to King David. And Joab chooses someone to send the message. But another one volunteers, called Ahimaaz. No, I also want to go. And the commander pleads with him. No, it's not you to go at this time. But he says, no matter what, I have to go. And he starts running. As he runs, he even uses a shortcut, such that this one who was the officially sent is overrun. And Ahimaaz arrives before the king. And the king asks him questions. But he has got no answers. What are we talking about? Misplaced identity. Where you stretch yourself beyond the line. You have got no message to take. But he's exhausted.
Sure.
The man has been running and is known for being a good runner. But the commander says, not this time. So even us as ministers, God's children, there are certain times when we go beyond our limits because of misplaced identity. God wants you and I work at a particular place, at a particular time. But he doesn't want us to be like wind. Wind goes everywhere, not as a human being.
Powerful point, my pastor. What a powerful, powerful point. I hope other pastors are listening, because maybe because they are scared to they are scared to take a break. Remember, 2 days ago, the day before yesterday, we spoke about taking a break. Remember, so maybe other pastors are scared to take a break. So they must know when it's time to take a break. So my pastor, how do we know when it's time to pull back and reassess our priorities?
Like we have said, the service that God will accept is only the service from Rab. In John 21, verse 15 to 19, Jesus has got an interview with Peter. He calls him by name. Peter, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he asked him that question 3 times. And he says, Peter says, I love you. Feed my lambs. What are we saying? Every day, before I go for work, before I preach, before I take the Sabbath school lesson, or wherever I go, wherever visitation, I need to ask myself a question. Am I preaching out of love? Am I attending this funeral out of love for Jesus? Or it is to fulfill the fixture? So we need every time and every day to reassess ourselves. Am I doing this out of love? Are my priorities right? Remember the other days we talked about it, of self-care?
Yes, yes.
Where you are exhausted, it's in the morning, 9 hours. And you're already tired. And there's a function waiting for you.
Eish.
It's not a health. So we need time. When you look at yourself, you look at what you're doing, you look at your priorities. Do they enhance your health or they weaken you? So the time comes when maybe you are just running from place to place, you need to sit down and reassess your priority and put them in order.
Yeah. Yo, Mfundisi, let's create a scenario, all right? So,
yes.
You are invited to a wedding. So, you are the pastor, you are supposed to get these two people married. And then the following day, you wake up sick. What do you do then? Because I was listening to you saying the statement of saying you need to know when to pull back. You were explaining it that you need to reset. Let's say, yes, you have planned that maybe you will start resetting next week. And then it happens that this weekend you are supposed to attend a wedding. But before you go there, that morning, same day of the wedding, you wake up sick. What do you do then?
I hope you're not praying for me to be sick.
No! No!
Because why I'm saying so, at the moment, I'm attending a function, a women's congress.
Okay.
It started on Sunday. We have just received the head of state, actually, the president of Zambia. He's with us. And on Sunday, I'll be officiating at the wedding. And where I am, it's about 200 kilometers from Busaka.
Sure.
Where the wedding will be. So I'll be officiating at that wedding. In the afternoon, the same Sunday next week, I'll be the guest of honor at the wedding.
Sure.
On the same Sunday, a sister of mine, the son to a nephew is getting married.
Yeah.
And I got an invitation.
Mm.
So the question is, where do you go? So I told my big sister that I will not be able to attend that wedding of my nephew. Mm. But my wife will be there.
Right. Okay.
So these are some of the challenges that we find. But you just have to sit down. That you say, well, I cannot split myself.
Mm.
Much as those people would have loved me to be there, I can't be there.
Sure.
So if I fall sick, and it has happened to me, it was a Sabbath, I was working in one area, prepared myself, I was supposed to preach, and suddenly I just fell sick. Almost failing to walk around 9 hours in the morning. And I had to call one of the elders to take me to the hospital. And another person had to preach.
Sure.
Like in an event of a wedding, the attendance when the programs crash, and it has happened to me. You do all the counseling, and then on the maybe 2 days before the wedding, you have to go and start an evangelistic campaign somewhere.
Sure.
So you call a friend, say, please, I have done everything. The only thing that you have to do is to officiate at this wedding. So you work with you in others, you network. Instead of me rushing this wedding so that I had to run to another place, you realize that you work with others. You are not an island.
Sure. Because some pastors may want to force themselves to attend the wedding just because they don't want to disappoint the couple. Yo, I can imagine you're working for this. I don't think I'll be able to become a pastor and like sing things. Let's continue with our conversation. Last one, before I let you go, how can you recognize and avoid developing a military complex?
Matters have always been there, and that problem is of odd. Let me just read you this one.
Okay.
If 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 3. I'm reading from the New King James Version.
Right.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. So you can see the things that people could do during post time. In Corinth, some people could bestow all the goods you give to the poor. You feed them. Like even nowadays, we have got those who are doing, is it philanthropy? People who help and help and help.
Right, true.
And some people have been given their bodies to be burned for Christ.
Hey.
But he says, if you don't have love, what you have done is nothing.
Hey.
So, again, it comes to the same thing. Love. What you are doing is not coming from the background of love for God, then that is considered to be nothing. The last thought, is there in Revelation 2, verse 4 to 6, where Christ is talking to this church. It says, the problem I have with you, who have left your first love, you still have the zeal. A lot of activities around, but there's no love in it. And because of that, Christ says that is problematic. He says, good is not following him. So there are times we can pack our lives with activities, reaching everywhere, during the day and during the night, during visitations, conducting Bible studies, praying for the sick. And all those things are good, by the way. But when there is no element of love behind them, the sight of God, they are nothing.
Sure, Mfundisi, I know I said it's the last question. So it's true that there are people who are serving for validation.
There are plenty. You remember when Jesus, when those people, when he said some people come, that we prophesy, cast out demons in your name, and he tells them in the face, I never knew you. Not that I had an idea of what you are doing, but I never knew you. And those are great things that people are doing. Talk about casting a demon, prophesying, and it is in the name of Jesus. But he says, what you are doing, I didn't even know it.
Sure. No, before we offend, people from this, let's close.
No, the truth is for sure can be offensive.
True.
But it is all right.
True, Mfundisi.
It is painful, but not harmful.
Hey. Powerful one, my pastor. Before I let you go, let's close this beautiful conversation with a word of prayer.
Thank you. Our Lord and our Savior, we are thankful for being with us in this conversation. We hope and pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak for us, our presenter, and our listeners, so that your name and your name only will be glorified. First, we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Until tomorrow.
You're most welcome. God bless you.
Amen. Have a beautiful day, pastor.
Thanks, same to you.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor Paz Mumunga. You know him with his punchlines. We know him with his punchlines. What a powerful, beautiful conversation about Matty and Complex or Ministry under the theme that says balancing self-sacrifice and self-care.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Yeah.